We greet you this morning in Jesus' name. It certainly has been a blessing to have been here this morning. I was very much encouraged by what was shared already, and look forward to even more interaction here today with you all as we worship together. This past week, I thought I was settled on what I wanted to share today. And I'm not sure about you others, Michael and Ralph. I guess Elmers are not here today. But how hard or easy is it for you to decide on a topic? I'm not sure. I wanted to be sensitive to what God would have me to share and not simply share what maybe surfaces the quickest to my mind. Sometimes circumstances in life motivate us a little bit to think this way or that way. But that doesn't mean everyone else has those circumstances or is in that place. This morning I was encouraged by a little overlap maybe with what Brother Lavelle shared, and encouraged by a couple of other things as well. Our Sunday school lesson too. What Jesus can do and what he wants to do in our hearts and lives, each of us. Today I have entitled the message, Counting Our Blessings. Counting our blessings. The time of the year that we live in, we've just come through the holiday of Thanksgiving, and we're fast approaching Christmas, are we not? A time of the year where we do a lot of giving, a lot of gift giving. At our business, we make gifts, and customers buy them up, and they get shipped in a lot of different places. So a lot of giving this time of the year. It's very easy to look at our getting and forgetting giving. It's very easy to look at the obstacles in our lives and forget to count the blessings. I am the first to say that I have trouble sometimes counting my blessings. My mom was well aware of this, and she told my wife soon after we started dating that, when I was a boy, I had a problem with pouting. My lower lip works well. I think that was one way of saying that I have melancholy in my personality. If I understand the personality traits correctly, I think that's the right one. But anyway, it's not hard for me to see negative circumstances very quickly. Sort of a song, I can't help but think of the song, Count Your Many Blessings, when I think of counting our blessings. And I thought it was in our song books, and I haven't found it. Am I correct that the song Count Your Many Blessings is not in our books, either one of them? If you happen to find it or know of it, feel free to raise your hand. I'd love to know that. Maybe at some point we can sing the first verse of that. I think I'll leave that for the very moment. I also do have embedded in the message today a children's class. May not be a big one, but just a little bit. So I'll let you know when we do that. We'll invite the children to the front. Sort of a couple of verses to begin with. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul talks about something that it really struck me. He brings a good point of balance. We're not interested in just being happy-go-lucky and not acknowledging difficulties and circumstances. When we interact with each other or with those around us, sometimes we encounter a personality that's more aligned with just a jovial spirit and a good mood. And it seems like, whatever gets thrown at them, it just bounces off of them. And we want to acknowledge that negative things do exist, but the power of Christ lifts us above them. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I think that is the end result of counting our blessings. It's contentment. Contentment is the end result of counting our blessings. Today we'd like to look at a little bit about how we can count our blessings. For a text, I'd like to go to Psalms chapter 103. Psalms chapter 103. And I'd like for us to stand, if you have your Bible, and read. We're going to read the first 11 verses together, and there's 22 verses in this chapter, and then I'll read the remaining 11. So if you have your Bible with you, feel free to stand, and we'll read the first 11 verses together, all together. Psalms chapter 103, give you a moment to turn to that. There's many, many verses in the Bible that talk about blessing. There's many verses that talk about the goodness of God. I felt like I was scratching the surface as I studied on this, and I realized how much the Bible does talk about blessing and our blessings and God's goodness to us. To read in Psalms chapter 103, all together there, verse 1 through verse 11, we'll read together. Beginning there in verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. You may be seated. Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, and that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. As you contemplate the goodness of God this morning, what is happening at your soul level? We could also say our heart. What is happening within our hearts? Do you find within yourself the power to count your blessings? Do you find the desire to count your blessings? I don't always have a desire to count my blessings, and I have to rely on the power of Christ. Apostle Paul then also goes on in Philippians chapter 4 there to say, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. That means that if he has everything he needs, he is able to count those blessings. And if he does not have what he needs, even to the extent of great hunger, he is still able to count his blessings. And then in verse 13, he concludes with, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There's the key, in Christ. In Christ, we can do all those things that strengthen us. Some practical points on why should we count our blessings. One writer gave it, a greater contentment in Christ comes from counting your blessings. The second one was, increased victory over sin. Isn't that interesting that when we count our blessings and we have a grateful spirit, that sin no longer holds its allure. Sin no longer holds its allure. Number three, encouragement to fellow believers. If we are counting our blessings and we're together, and that is encouraging one to another. We know the effects of complaining and how that dampens your spirit. It makes life soon harder and become a drudgery. The fourth principle is our witness to unbelievers. And that, I think, is a very fitting point to make. Our witness to the unbelievers. How do we handle the circumstances that life throws at us? How do we handle the circumstances that even our ungodly neighbors, friends, whoever it is, throws at us? How do we handle that? So important. I'd like to go ahead and invite our children forward for the children's class. If the boys, maybe Jeremy Denver, if you want to sit over here. And Destiny, you're welcome to come sit right here with the young ladies. And Johnny and Wilson, we're going to invite you to, you can sit over next to Denver and Jeremy right here. It's okay, I'm just going to remove the podium. To you about a little bit. I'd like to show you a way that you could count your blessings. And this was a good lesson for me. And I have got something here over here behind me that I brought out of the room. I had Wilson bring this into that room this morning. So maybe I'll just set it right here. Okay? Or maybe on this side over here. I'd like to illustrate something for you. Now, of course, our children, Wilson and Vicky, know what's in there, but better be quiet. Do you know what's in here? Do anybody know what's in
there? No idea. I don't know exactly what's in there.
All right, so maybe that'll be a surprise for you when we get done. Okay? How many of you have chores? Didn't you have chores? Did you have chores? So you have some chores. Jeremy has some chores? Can you tell us what one of your chores is?
My dog and cat.
Your dog and cat, you gotta feed them. Okay, that's a good chore to have. Do you always like to feed them? Do you like to feed them when it rains? Maybe not so much when it rains. It's nice outside, then you rush to go feed them, right? Any other chores that you have? Is there anything you have to do that you don't like to do? Do you just have good things to do, Heidi? Oh, there we go. We got dishes to do. So what are we gonna do now at that point? That can just make me grumpy pretty quickly. Do you have one about the sheet?
Folding laundry.
Wow, yeah. That is a little bit of a tough one. I don't fold laundry. I just put it in a heap and sprinkle it up. Thank God I have a wife and a daughter to come out and fold laundry. That's for sure. You know what? I can count that as a blessing. That's a real blessing. Okay, any other chores that you have that you want to handle? Folding towels. Do you know how to fold towels? Wow. Yeah, that's a chore, isn't it? Yeah, fold towels. My towels don't really have to be folded. I can just use them when they are. Anyway, it's nicer when they're organized and gives them an orderly fashion. That's good. Okay, I'd like to ask you a question. Let me set this one here. How many of you can see this? What is this? What would you call it? A sheet of paper, that's right. Isn't it nice? It's white. It's clean. Isn't it clean? There's nothing there. You can start from a nice white sheet of paper, a clean sheet of paper, right? Okay, so I'll show you this one here. What do we see here? What is on this one? Anybody tell me? Heidi?
A bunch of dots.
What color are they, Jeremy? They're black. That's right. So supposing each one of these would be a complaint, can you count? How many complaints would we have? Anybody tell me? Can you do math, Denver?
Eight.
There's eight. That's right. There's eight complaints on this sheet of paper. This one here didn't have anything on it. Yeah, there were no complaints right here. Just good things, right? Today I would like to tell you that this sheet of paper is like God. Okay, think about this as being God, okay? So the sheet of paper is bigger than the black dots. See that? God is bigger than your problems. Okay? That's something we really want to remember. God is bigger than our problems.
got it, right? God's going to take care of us, right? So how do we count our blessings? How do we count the blessings that is? I'd like to ask you and the adults as well, if you look at the sheet of paper, how many square inches does the black cover on the sheet of paper? Anybody else should guess? Square inches. Are you good with figuring square inches? I'm not, so I use the internet to do this.
About 11.
For the mic, okay, so 11. Okay, I've got it written down. See, I've got it written down on this one here. How much it is, okay? So, anybody want to else to guess how many inches, square inches of white there is? We have a 11 of black. 77? Okay, all right. Well, I think he's fairly good. That really surprised me. So, when I look at this, I'm just sort of overwhelmed by the black dots. This is a lot of black dots. But what you know is mathematics say, the square that the black dots make up 6.32 square inches of the sheet of paper. Okay? The white sheet of paper makes up 93.5 square inches. Okay? So our God is a whole lot bigger than our problems. Okay? And we'll remember that. Okay? So today I have just a few practical illustrations
of what this can look like. How do we count? How do we count our blessings? So I'm going to do a little bit of an illustration for you on this. I have some chores, and I have some chores I don't really like. Okay.
So a rule of thumb for me is the 2-to-1 ratio. Okay. So the rule that I try to live by is for every complaint I have or every problem I have to think of two blessings. Okay. So for every problem we have, we're going to think of two blessings. So here's my first problem. My first problem is I often have to take out the trash. Okay? At the store or at the house, often I have to get rid of the trash. Oh boy, I still like to deal with the trash. There's about 10 other things I'd rather do than deal with the trash. Okay, so when I have a complaint in my life, I'm going to take a step back. That puts me a step back. I can't make forward progress in my life if I'm looking at my problems or my complaints. Now, you see that bag over there? I really want to get over there. Okay? So now every time I count a blessing, then I'm going to take two steps forward. Okay? So we're going to recognize that we have problems, but we're going to look at a positive way we can move forward. So I have this problem carrying out the trash. Well, I'm grateful that there was food to eat. Okay, so that's a blessing that I have discovered. Okay, so I'll take a step forward. I'm also grateful that we had money to buy things. Wouldn't that be a blessing? It'd be real tough if you didn't have money to buy things, right? So I can take another step forward. Okay, so now I've made some progress. But then I think of another chore that I sometimes have to do, and that is cleaning out my truck. I love to jump in my truck and eat a snack on the way, and my trash, well, it sort of goes over to the other side of the floorboard, and all. I just don't like to clean out my truck. I just like to jump in and go. So that's a chore that I have. What is a blessing that I can look at? Yes, Jeremy, you have a thought? What could I look at as a blessing to help me deal with this problem of not wanting to clean out my truck? Isn't it a blessing that I have a truck? Try life without a truck. Yeah, or supposing I didn't have food. Okay? So those are two more steps that I can take forward. Okay? I'm almost there, not quite. Okay? So, but yet, there's another one. At our house, Sunday after we usually come home, we eat. I have a custom, washing the dishes. Okay? Sometimes I feel like it. Sometimes I just don't. And maybe sometimes I'm a little complaining. So it puts me back. Okay? So what are some blessings I could think of instead of thinking about the chore of washing the dishes? What can I think about, Destiny?
We have dishes.
Thank God we have dishes. Try to eat without dishes. We couldn't cook. We couldn't eat. Well, that'd be a mess, wouldn't it? Right? That's a good one. Any other blessings that I can think about, Jenny?
Thank God we have a house.
Thank God we have a house. That's right. Where would we put the dishes if we didn't have a house? And I've got a house, so I'm able to wash the dishes. Those are good blessings. Any more blessings you can think of about washing dishes? So it's not so bad after all, right? So now we'll get two steps forward because we have two blessings. Now I am at our prize, okay? So I'd like to tell you about what's in here. Any of you that like candy or don't like candy? You like candy? Sort of candy? Yeah, and most of us like candy, right? Well, there's one kind of candy that I think really does well at demonstrating the blessings of God. Why is it? You heard of a Smartie? You know what Smarties are? Okay. So really give you some candy that I'm going to make a couple rules, okay? All of life does need some rules, right? Rule number one is you're going to have to wait until your parents say for you to eat, okay? So you can have it. If they want you to wait till after church, then that's what you're going to need to do, okay? That's rule number one. So this Smartie. What is different about this Smartie than a lot of other candy that I like is that you get one package, okay, and you get, I don't know how many pieces. It looks like maybe a dozen or more pieces. That's what I like about this one. Yeah, a lot of other candies is only a single piece in that package. So if you think about the blessings of God, there's many, many blessings to count. You'll think about that as you eat your Smartie. That is great. I also have another kind of candy here that my wife told me about. I have never heard of it before. I don't know why in the world I didn't hear it before. She said they had it when she was young as well. Have you ever heard of this kind of candy? Is any of the adults, are you familiar with this one? This is Chicles. Is that the way you say it? Chicles candy? I sort of like the sound of that. It puts a smile on your face, right? Yeah, Chicles. This is a mini, mini Chicle. Okay? I think it's like a gum covered with some fruity, tasty, crunchy something. So we're going to give you one of these as well. So we want to remember to count our blessings. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 9, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we'll give you one of each of these, and you can think of the blessings that God has put in your life. And I wasn't going to totally leave the adults out of this, so I had in mind to put the rest of this on the table in the back, and you're going at it. If you want a bag of Smarties or whatever it is, feel free to take it again.
Indeed, there are many blessings that we can find if we'll just look for them. Sometimes it takes some serious effort to look and find those blessings. Okay, children, you can, if any of you want to go back to your parents, feel free to do that now. Thank you for coming. I'd like to turn to Ephesians and look at a verse there. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm struck by how it says giving thanks always for all things. So it is important that we remember that God being in control does allow both the positive and the negative into our life. And it is what we do with them that determines our devotion to Him, our service to Him. I came across some writing by a writer named Deb Wolf. She writes about how to count your blessings. And she used the alphabet. And going down the alphabet, she put something positive with every letter. I'd just like to share them with you here today. The first one is the letter A, answered prayer. How many of you are grateful for God answering prayers? He will answer the prayer of those in need. He will not turn from their prayer. That is in Psalms 102:17. The letter B stands for Bible, the written word of God that we have in our hands. The Holy Scriptures are our letters from home. And that is by Augustine. And then we have the letter C, which stands for children. Our children are such a blessing to us. Little children are God's ongoing witness of His kingdom, a perpetual reminder of what it means to belong to the Father. Children are an unspoken sermon in every home for simplicity, joy, and humility of that which makes the world worth living in. They remind us what it means to be a real Christian. The letter D stands for deliverance through Jesus. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7:25. The letter E stands for eternity. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. And that is referenced in Isaiah 43:13. So grateful for God's protection and His care. And not only for today, but for all eternity, for all time. The letter F is for friends and family. A true friend is the greatest of all blessings. G is for God's grace. God's grace has saved you because of your faith in Christ. Your salvation doesn't come from anything you do. It is God's gift. That's rooted in, that's referenced in Ephesians 2, verse 8. The letter H stands for hope. I will find my rest in God alone. He is the one who gives me hope. That is referenced in Psalm 62:5. The letter I is for intimacy with Jesus. Consider Jesus. Know Jesus. Learn what kind of person it is you say you trust and love and worship. Soak in the shadow of Jesus. Saturate your soul with the ways of Jesus. Watch Him. Listen to Him. Stand in awe of Him. Let Him overwhelm you with the way He is. That is written by John Piper. The letter J stands for joy. Happiness is caused by things that happen around me, and circumstances will mar it. But joy flows right on through trouble. Joy flows on through the dark. Joy flows in the night as well as in the day. Joy flows all through persecution and opposition. And that was written by Dwight L. Moody. The letter K stands for knowledge. The Lord is the source of wisdom. Knowledge and understanding come from His mouth. Proverbs 2, verse 6. The letter L stands for laughter. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nation said, "What amazing things the Lord hath done for them." Psalms 126, 2. I have to wonder what my neighbors have to say about me. Another quote that was in this was it was referenced in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes and amen. All God's promises have been fulfilled in the gift of Jesus Christ. The letter M stands for music. Music is God's gift to man, the only art of heaven given to earth. The only art of earth we will take to heaven. I like that. It's written by Walter Savage Lander. The letter N is for nature. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Reference from Psalms 145, 5, and 6. The letter O for originality. The child must know that he is a miracle, that since the beginning of the world there hasn't been, and until the end of the world there will not be, another child like him. I like that. The letter P stands for promises. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. That's found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. The letter Q stands for quiet. Then my people will live in a place of peace, in safe homes, and in quiet resting places. Isaiah 32, 18. R stands for redemption. The more clearly we see the infinite chasm between God's glory and our sinful falling short thereof, the greater will be our appreciation of his grace and love in bridging that gulf to redeem us. How true that is. As we understand the sinfulness of our heart, and we see that God closes that gap with his grace and love, it moves us to appreciation. The letter S stands for senses. I go to nature to be soothed and healed and to have my senses put in order. The letter T is for time, but you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. Referenced in 2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3, verse 8. The letter U is for understanding. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2, verse 6. The letter V stands for victory. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with the songs of victory. Psalms 32, verse 7. The letter W stands for wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Proverbs 9, verse 10. The letter X is for extravagant, and they uppercase the X in the word extravagant. God is not moody or capricious. He knows no seasons of change. He has a single, relentless stance toward us. He loves us. He is the only God man has ever heard of who loves sinners. False gods, the gods of human manufacturing, despise sinners. But the Father of Jesus loves all, no matter what they do. That's written by Brennan Manning. I was struck by that. How that the gods made of men hate sinners, but our God loves sinners. He has the ability to love sinners and draw them to him. The letter Y stands for yes. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. The letter Z, she wrote a poem here. This bright new year is given me to live each day with zest, to daily grow and try to be my highest and my best. I'd like to think that is a great culmination for counting our blessings, is to have zest. Zest for life. She says here, I love making alphabet lists. It's an easy way for this easily distracted mind of mine to stay focused. And when I listed my blessings, I want to stay, I want to stay focused. The fun part is this time, I didn't even list things like chocolate, ice cream, or my house. So I'm excited. I can start again with a whole new list, and that makes me happy. So even though this list was somewhat comprehensive, she mentioned some things that she didn't include in it. So always more that we can add into the list. What would your gratitude list be today? I have a few quotes here in closing. Someone said, "We should always remember that God often blesses the available more than the able." That was written by Daniel Brown. Another one, to multiply your joy, count your blessings. To multiply your joy, count your blessings. This one here was a little bit thought-provoking. I can relate to it. And I pray the Lord that I'm in the first part of this and not the latter part. Some people come in our life as blessings. Some come in our life as lessons. Where do you find yourself? That's just a bit of encouragement for all of us to consider our words. Do they lift or do they put people down? And by the way, that was written by Mother Teresa. Blessed are those with cracks in their broken heart, because that is how the light gets in. Written by Shannon L. Alder. The hardest arithmetic to master is that which enables us to count our blessings. Blessings must arise from within your own mind. It is not something that comes from the outside. This one I want to remember and I want to work on. Remembering that blessings and the joy from them, counting blessings, come from within, not from the outside. So when I look around me and what's happening, that is not where I should be looking for my joy in life. So important. It comes from within. It comes from Christ within our hearts. Those who make time for others are forever blessed. That is the key to being blessed, making time for others. I'd like to turn to Numbers chapter 6 in closing. And there we have the blessing that was given to Aaron. And I'd like to look at that a little bit. Numbers chapter 6. Here God spoke to Moses and told them what they were to do. And they were to, there was a number of things he lists here. And then he comes to a blessing for Aaron or the sons of Levi. It says in verse 22, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." There we see the blessing that God imparted to them. What blessing is it that you are focused on through this season, through the holiday season? And how will you take that out and impact others with that? May God bless you as you contemplate and think of that and count your blessings. Shall we kneel for a word of prayer?